Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers, episode 39 with your girl Sammy. So, today we kind of have a juicy episode. As you can tell by the title, it is true. I do have feelings for my friend's ex. So, let's get into it. It's called Breaking Barriers for a reason. And we also have a special guest today. So stay tuned for a juicy podcast with your girl Sammy and her girl Nala. Okay, you guys. So we're just going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about dating in our 20s, some non-negotiables, how to tell your friend that you like their ex, and So we're just going to talk about a lot of things, like juicy things. But first things first, we're going to introduce my girl Nala to the pod. It's her first time on the podcast.
Is it?
So, yeah, it actually is. I never put out the other episode.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it's my girl Nala. We've actually known each other forever and ever and ever. Slick, my play cousin, but we like to do things fun over here. So, Nala, welcome to the pod. Welcome to Breaking Barriers.
I'm excited,
Yes.
scared,
Yeah.
concerned to be
Okay.
here, but excited.
But it's Breaking Barriers for a reason.
You're right. We gotta be able to
Yes.
break them.
Be honest, be true, break the barriers, and just be comfortable with your decisions because the entire world's gonna hear it.
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get started.
All
I'm
right, let's get
excited.
into it.
Cool.
All right, Nala, how old are you?
I'm damn near 25, which
Okay.
is crazy to think about. It really hit me today after a series of
Okay.
everything. My 20s is really. My mid-20s is really crashing. I'm crashing into it, so yeah.
And that's okay. Sometimes when you reach 25, you have a midlife crisis, and that's what it's there for. Quarter life crisis. It's fun. It's scary.
Is it fun though?
It's a roller coaster.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I'm 26 and I'm literally just figuring out a lot of shit that's going on in my life, and it's already been past 6 months. Well, yeah, no, 2 months since I've been 26. And it's crazy. It's like I'm 4 years from being 30.
Okay, so someone that you're older than me, what is a lesson you've learned about dating that you didn't feel like you knew or applied when you were 25?
Okay. So I will say that I didn't really start dating until like the end of like 25. Like probably like closer to like October, November, and when I started dating. But now that I'm 26, I really just learned to just like be picky. Be picky
Woo.
about who you dating, because at the end of the day, you either don't want your time to be wasted or you don't want to waste somebody else's time. And I don't want either one. Like, I don't want my time to be wasted and I don't want to waste somebody else's time, to be completely honest.
Okay, here's my thing about the whole idea of wasting someone's time. And I think about that little Sam Smith thing quote, that song of like, in real love, it's never a waste of time. So, like, at what point does it become a waste of time? You know?
Okay. I would probably say sometimes, well, for me, when it comes a waste of time, when it becomes a waste of time, like I'll give you an example. Remember when I was wine and dine? It was fun that I was wine and dine, but
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of wasted his time because by the end of the day, I was just was not interested anymore.
Yeah.
Like I was just turned off completely.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wasted his time, even though he took the time out to wine and dine me. And I was wine and dine, and I just feel as if like I was just completely turned off. So I feel like I wasted his time, but I mean, maybe he felt the same way. Maybe not, but I feel as if I wasted his time, even though I had a good time, but it was just like a complete turn off because the conversation just wasn't interesting anymore, and I was just like,
You were
dang.
over it. I
Yeah, I was
remember.
over it. So, yeah.
I feel like at this point, at this very point, on April
Third.
3rd, I.
It's been a day.
It's been a day, y'all. I wonder if I ever look back on this, I'll remember what was going on today in this whole period of my life. But when I think about wasting somebody's time, I think about, like, it is the weeks you put in. And when do you get to that point where you just know, like, okay, I know this is not going any further. I know at this point I'm doing this person wrong by continuing whatever I got going on with them without any intentions of it going down this path that they want, you know? Mm. And so I think that's something I'm really trying to, like, figure out, not only for myself, but also kind of figure out what the other person's thinking, because I'm like, I could really go 50-50. And it's like, is that even fair to me? Am I even wasting my own time on someone who's kind of still figuring it out, you know?
Yeah.
So at what point does it become, you're not doing the right thing by yourself to still engage with, to still try to see them through if they're worth, like, you know? So I think that's a hard thing that I'm trying to realize. And just when things are worth it and when things are just like, I can let it go. But also when I'm acting in fear.
Okay.
And I always tell myself, if you can't handle the hard stuff, then you can't handle being with anybody. Yeah. You know, if you're so ready to just say F it, just to say I'm over it, I'm done, out of self-preservation. But I realize you're never going to get anywhere, because every relationship, every new dalliance with some person is going to hit a block, hit a road bump. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to really face a lot of deep, seated fears that you may have within yourself, within being vulnerable with somebody. And it's something I'm still really figuring out. It's something I'm still honestly, like, I think about that Dixie Chick song, like, I'm not ready to make nice, because sometimes I'm really not ready to make nice. Mm. Sometimes I just want to crawl back into myself and just be like, F it, because it's easier for me to hurt you, but by protecting myself.
Mm.
And I think that's something that I'm trying to reconcile, figure out which, am I ready to make nice? Mm. Honestly.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get like that.
No, get like that. Get like that. That's what we're here for. No, I completely understand. But I'm, to be really, like, to be real with you, like, I don't know, like, what that feels like, because I haven't been in said, like, situationship or relationship to where, like, I. Yeah, like, yeah, that word. I have been in situationships, but not to the point to where I'm just, like, having to make that decision. Like, sometimes I kind of want to be in that situation to where.
You put your heart on the line?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I know I don't want to put my heart on the line, but I also want to know what it feels like to have those said feelings for somebody to just make those decisions.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in that position before.
I think that's so freeing, though. Like, I can't even remember what my heart was like before, like, trauma of just dating and dealing with boys and then going through all that, liking somebody, potentially loving somebody even. I don't know. I wish I could go forth. And I've noticed with my friends who haven't really been through that stuff, how they don't even have, those same fears don't even, like, hit their consciousness. Because something they had to, like, experience, something they had to, like, heal from, you know? So, and I just know you go forward in a more secure way. In a more, like, freeing way. And I just wish my heart was that free. And sometimes I'm fearful that I'll never, you know. I mean, I know I'll never experience a heart to be that free again. Like, you know, and that's going to take time to build that up with somebody, to just really be, you know, super vulnerable and feel super safe. And, you know, feel like how a first love would feel.
Yeah.
Where you feel invincible in it, where you feel like they will catch you every time you fall.
Mm.
And when people have let you fall so many times, you're like, okay, like, I'm not falling.
Just might as well just.
I'm just stay on this floor.
Yeah, like, no need to pick me back up. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because as you guys know, I've never been in a relationship before, so I don't really know, like, how that feels. And not saying that I want to be heartbroken, or I want to be, like, well, of course I've had that, like, teenage heartbreak and, you know, all the, like, childish things where I didn't know what love really was. But I just kind of want to have that feeling of just loving somebody, or, like, deeply liking somebody in a way to where I just, you know, am thinking, like, dang, like, I just know they're gonna be there for me. But at the same time, like, they could do me wrong in a split second. So,
another fear I've been growing with too is just, I think more about all the ways in which somebody can disappoint me and hurt me. And I anticipate the disappointment. I'm anticipating it now. And so I'm like, how do I prevent this? Or how do I not feel it all the way? But it's like, even if it crashes, the fact that I gave my heart, put my heart on like that line, out of a risk, out of a hope. And like I was telling my friend Mia the other day, hope is a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And I hope I never lose it. That faith that I have in, you know, someone maybe this time being there. And I think once you let that light kind of die inside of you of like, maybe this time, maybe this, but maybe it can work. Why not?
Mm.
Why not now? I think that's when just life doesn't even seem like worth it anymore. Once you lose that, I feel like that's the whole point of it, is to keep trying, you know, whether that's a man or a girl or a job app or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
You know,
always pick yourself back up. Y'all know I always talk about that. Like, just keep going no matter like the obstacles. Like, life isn't always easy. If it was easy, everybody would have it easy. So yeah, okay, I guess that is a good way to see like certain situations as far as like relationships and like platonic relationships, romantic relationships, and just career in general and just life. Okay, all right. So I guess what we can talk about next is basically like how, okay, our generation in dating. Like, let's talk about some apps or like how people approach dating or just like,
you know what's funny?
How do we romanticize it in like certain ways?
I love Hinge. I'm not on it currently. I haven't been on it since like the fall.
Okay.
But I honestly, I don't know how people can't really catch a vibe. You know, I can't, I won't say you're going to like find somebody to marry. I'm never saying that.
But people do.
But I think, and people have. But I think you can definitely catch a vibe. Even if you want to just experience something or you're bored, you want a little boot thing for like, you know, the season.
Yeah.
Like, and that is, it has served me very well. Especially at the beginning stages, like around 2020 pandemic, like I promise you, Hinge was my girl.
Yeah.
And so I love Hinge. I feel like I can always go in there, meet somebody kind of cool, start chatting up with them. But I will say there's nothing. I do feel like I feel like a lot of girls can also agree that I take the men that I meet in the street or just like in the wild more seriously. I feel like that's fate. Okay. I feel like it's more organic that way. I just feel like there's like a spark there when you meet somebody just by chance, you know?
I love that. Me too.
Right. Like, I met this guy. I have a lot of really cute meet cutes.
Okay.
I guess.
I've always wanted to have one of those.
Oh my gosh. No, I think my favorite one would have to be, I've always met people at social events. And I feel like my advice to people that want to meet people out in the wild, you really just have to look good and be outside.
Yeah. I agree to that.
Bomb and be outside. I promise you. But you need to be outside in the right type of settings where they encourage more that intimate conversations and connections.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that whether that's more like, oh, wine gathering or like, it's funny because this guy, the most recent guy I was seeing, I don't know. we met at a PR event for, like, we were both working. So it was really interesting how we just kind of, like, just started chatting it up from there. I, like, intruded on his, like, section with his clients. And it was, he was like, well, hi, since you're just in our, in our space.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of hit it off from there. And even if, like, you know, whatever happens with that, like, I'm just so, I will always be so fond of, like, I know at the end of the day, it was fate. I was always going to run into this person. Because other than that, I had no idea that I was going to meet that person. You'll never know who you meet.
Yeah.
You just go outside and see.
Exactly. No, okay. So, okay, so y'all know I'm all about spontaneity and meeting people in the right time at the right place. So, as I was saying, I went to this social event a couple of weeks ago, and I met some of the most dope people ever. And I still have to recap my last weekend of when I hosted my first event as an executive assistant, and it was so amazing, but that'll be in another episode. But the event that I went to, it was like this art show downtown Atlanta, and it was like filled with the most amazing, beautiful black people. If you didn't see my TikTok or my reel on my Instagram or TikTok, go check it out. It is POV, you met some black people at an event. Go check it out. But basically, I just love those type of intimate events where you can just meet people where you just don't think that you'll actually, like, that you'll meet.
Yeah. Like, I came across this one photographer who is now a good friend of mine that I can just, you know, contact and be like, oh, yeah, hey, I'm gonna have a photo shoot, yada, yada, yada. Doesn't necessarily have to end up being a romantic type thing, but you kind of make those connections, whether you want it to end that way or you don't.
Yeah.
But I strongly believe in being outside in an intentional way to just, you know, make those type of connections. So,
like, you're not going to meet the love of your life on your couch, y'all. Like,
okay.
Amazon don't even pull up to your door. Like, you can't even meet the fine Amazon.
Yeah, right.
Delivery man. It's not going to be the same till you really do have to venture out. I'm sorry to my introverts out there. And I tell, like, our introverted friend all the time, like, you want to, you know, being something more serious, you want to stop taking, you just want to stop playing.
Yeah.
You got to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way it's going to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just always tell people that. I feel like it's very important.
Yeah. You definitely have to get outside to experience those things that you want to experience.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Like, you're not going to find your man. You're not going to get the job. You're not going to make those types of genuine connections if you're sitting on your couch or just constantly being inside in a little bubble. Burst your own bubble, get outside of your comfort zone, and just do the damn thing when it comes to dating, relationships, friendships, just connections in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, speaking of connections, I definitely really want to talk about the topic of the episode. Let's dig into that.
Okay. Explain.
So okay. I like my friend's ex.
Okay, so you got to break it down to us. Well, I don't want to, like, you kind of put yourself out there. I don't want you. We want.
No names.
Okay, no names. We want enough information of, like, because I think it really is situational.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's like, I think everyone's first, like, thought process would be like, no, out of bounds.
You're girl wrong. Code. You're girl never code, do that.
Never do that. But I do feel like it's situational.
Yeah.
I do feel like there are certain parameters or certain things you have to factor in
mm-hmm.
that can kind of determine whether or not you can make that play or not.
True.
For the friend sex.
True.
Like, one, like, if it depends on how you met the ex. If you met the ex as that person's significant other and that's your friend first, then that's wrong. That's a little messy. Like, why are y'all even that cool anymore? Y'all kept up communications like that. As soon as we broke up, you should have been, who is that? Who is freaking Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know him. So you have to think about that. And I also think another factor involved too is how the breakup go and how the other person feels about that, how the friend feels about that person as well, and who you're closer to. Like, there's a bunch of dynamics. So.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we're gonna use the name Daniel.
Okay.
So Daniel and I met a couple years ago in a group chat on Instagram.
Okay.
Said person.
Is your friend going to find out who this is? Okay, well.
Maybe, but.
It's Faye if she does.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if she does, she does. Hey, if you're listening to this, you know, we can always have a conversation. We're grown-ups. Yeah.
True.
But said person, friend, is in a nice, healthy, committed relationship right now.
Okay. So did y'all all meet at the same time?
Yes.
In the group chat on Instagram.
Yes.
Okay.
All his friends.
Everybody was friendly. Then they got together
mm-hmm.
as the friendship grew in the friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long were they together and how long ago was this?
They were together for, I want to say probably like a couple of months.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. What's in college? Like, no.
This is a young girl?
Yeah. This was like, when did we start this chat? 2021? Maybe.
Oh, this is new.
2020, 2021.
So were they ever like official?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to know. That also factors in. Because I'm not really taking into account talking stages that deep.
Yeah, but they don't talk anymore.
Well, I feel like, yeah, that tracks. That also has to factor in too, though. You have to think about that as well.
Absolutely.
Are they like beefing or they just like, just don't speak more?
They just don't speak anymore.
Okay, then there's nothing to talk about. Okay, but that's real.
Yeah.
How did you know why they ended? That also factors too.
It was just different views and faith and just in general.
Just weren't compatible.
Yeah, weren't compatible.
Okay, and also, I think this is the time you start doing recon about how she feels about him in general. Maybe the next time y'all talk, you can be like, okay, just see how she kind of feels about this person.
Okay.
I almost said the guy's name. I forgot. I know. Yeah. How she feels about Daniel.
About Daniel.
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm completely down to, like, talk to her about this. But, I mean, if I don't.
Okay. My other question is, how did you start having feelings for this person? Like, that part you never got to reveal. Don't ever reveal that part. Because then I'm looking at you crazy. Like, you was on my man's tee for a minute. You was clocking my man for a while. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sister.
But not while they were dating.
So you shut it off, like, your emotions? Like,
it was like, okay, the attraction's there, but it wasn't like, oh, no, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
So when did it start? Okay, when did they break up, and when did you start growing feelings for him?
So we were always, like, really good friends. It was just like, oh, yeah, so, you know, homie, like, it's my homie.
Yeah.
But.
You can trust middle friends.
Exactly. And it was just like, it doesn't help that you're attractive, the attraction's there, but, yeah, I want to say, okay, when did we go? We went to Florida.
Did y'all actually go to Florida? Okay, it's fake state. It's
fake state.
Copy.
No names. No, no.
Fake state. Okay.
Fake state.
I'm like, now hold on. Because I don't know. Like, where did Florida come from?
Yes. We went to Florida.
Okay.
2021, because that's when we went to... That's when we went to Tulum, right? 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. No. We went to 2020.
Really?
Yes, because peak pandemic and I was so mad at y'all for making us go. I felt
so
peer pressure.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we went in 2020, like some hooligans.
Okay, so we went to Florida in 2020 then. Yeah, because that's when I was traveling.
Okay, so they were together at that point in the Florida trip.
Yes.
Okay, then they
That next out. Year, they were still together.
Okay.
Which is 2021.
Yes.
But by the end of 2021, they weren't together.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Okay. It's been like a year and some change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nobody talks in the group. Is the group chat dead?
The group chat's still there.
They just don't
but
talk.
But Daniel's no longer in the group chat.
He got kicked out?
He just left.
Ooh, spicy. Because of the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's kind of sad.
I know. So that's why I'm like, I don't know how to...
Have you talked to him about the breakup aftermath?
No, we never talked about it.
Okay. Y'all just kept in touch. So he's not even there anymore.
We just kept in touch.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it wasn't on no, like, sneaky shit. It was just like, oh, we're friends. Like, you know, what's up? How you doing? Yeah.
So where are y'all at now? Where are you and the friend at now? And where you are and Daniel at now?
Me and the friend are still great friends.
How often do y'all keep in chat?
Let's just say we can go like 6 months without speaking. And
it's
be
still
like,
good vibes.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, no bad blur. It's cool people.
Yeah.
So
y'all don't talk on every day, but y'all more like social media for like, oh, like you like a story, comment on something type stuff or like.
No, we're friends. We went.
I know. Y'all hung out, went on trips together, all that.
Yeah.
Kind. But she's not someone you talk to on a regular basis.
No.
Real. Okay.
Yeah.
What about that group chat?
See, that's the thing. We consider each other family.
See, you done made it complicated now.
I know.
Well, you see, you stirring the pot.
But if it's just feelings.
Mm-hmm. It does suck because obviously they were probably intimate. They was probably, you know, yucking.
Probably.
So.
I don't know. Probably.
But I do feel like some, it depends on the person because I feel like some people, especially based on who the ex is.
Yeah.
It's a little less cringe. Like there's some people. There's some people I don't care who they date. Like, unless it's like my bestie, I really don't care. There's a lot of dudes I've dated that like meant a lot to me at that time, but mm-hmm. It's been like a year or so.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, like, LOL girl, but I'm not gonna, especially if it happened after and y'all just kind of, but I'm not a hater. I'm never gonna stop nobody back.
Okay.
And there's the difference. Some girls are just super like territorial and possessive in that way.
Right. And that's why I was like, but she's very much so in a very healthy, like,
committed
relationship. That's why I'm like, I don't know that.
You don't.
But because I'm also that type of person to be like, I also go back to girl code and be like, damn, this ain't really supposed something you're supposed to do.
But do you feel like your vibe with him is strong enough where that it may be worth the risk?
Yes.
Well,
and I'm yeah, folks? Yes.
We have an answer.
That's why I'm like, I also kind of just want to go for it.
Well, what is he saying? What are you and Daniel on?
Me and Daniel are.
What is
somewhat on the same page?
Have y'all discussed it explicitly?
Yes.
Well,
very recently.
Oh, like what?
Yeah.
That y'all like each other? Or that y'all trying to see what's up?
Trying to see what's up.
What has he said explicitly? Oh, let me not
figuring it out.
What was the conversation? Like, hold on, Holiday. Because. Okay.
Basically, I told him that I wanted to keep it real because that's how we are.
Okay.
I told him that the attraction was there and that I just wanted to keep it a buck.
Okay.
He was like, I appreciate you.
Oh, well, shoot, girl, we got our answer. We just going to see. It's less of a should you do it. It's more so a how you going to handle it.
Exactly.
That's so what you're telling that's, me.
But at the same time, it's just like.
Has he brought up the ex, his friend, or y'all friend? Oh, well, he clearly don't give a damn. He must not think it was that deep. Because
that's what I'm saying.
That.
Like, I don't think that any, like, I don't think Daniel's in the picture and I don't think the friend's in the picture.
Are you in the friend in a friend group, like, in a friend group chat with, like, other people, you and homegirl? Or, what's your going on?
Like, on Instagram?
Or even, like, out of Instagram, like, you have, like, a group chat? Oh, so it's like.
No.
Are you willing to lose this, like, if a push came to the worst, like, would you be okay if this friend does not forgive you?
Mm.
You gotta think about that, too.
That would be hard, because I've never been through that.
Damn, girl, what you, you haven't been through a friend breakup?
It was never really official, because I don't think we broke up as friends. It was just like, we went our separate ways, and just... So yeah, guys, honestly, we're gonna move on to the next topic because I don't know what to do, and I guess we'll be back with
an update. Yeah, keep us updated. I'd say evaluate your friendship and evaluate what the potential is this new relationship with Daniel, and you gotta weigh it out, see if it's worth the risk, see what's up. Like, and I wouldn't say anything until you really know like what you got going on with Daniel.
Yeah.
And see how he feels about the situation and just see where you can go from there. If you don't talk to homegirl that often, I do think that you should tell her instead of like her finding on social media. I do think that's kind of messed up.
That was never even the plan. I was always going to be like, hey,
I think if y'all start talking,
I want to let you know, like if it were to go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause definitely. That's just the type of person I am. Like, I want to let you know. Like,
and I feel like that will go a long way.
Yeah.
In terms of like, how she feels about it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I agree.
I don't believe in exes at weddings, but you seem you're having a hard bargain. Like, it's like, what can we do?
Oh my God. Okay, so do you think that's a non-negotiable when it comes to a friendship? Like,
not
whether it's like a very, very strong knit friendship or.
Like, I wouldn't date any of y'all's. I feel like dating any of our exes would be just too far. Like, I wouldn't touch anybody that y'all messed with.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, no.
Well.
What do you mean, well? Now, hold on, Holiday. Are you talking about the one today we talked to?
Yeah.
That's a different case. That was never my man.
Okay.
That was never my man. That's a different
okay.
case.
Okay, well, okay.
And also get in line, because you're not the only person.
Girl.
Who's in love with him.
Girl. Ain't nobody in love. Nah. Ain't nobody in love. I just find him very attractive. So.
Don't we all? But, very pretty boy. I have a guy best friend who's very pretty, and all of my girlfriends are like, every time they see him, they'd be like, whoa. But that's really my homie.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
My homie. But no, I do think for non-negotiables, like in what way? Like, what do you mean? Non-negotiables.
Like, do you think like taking the risk is like off limits, or just be like, maybe you should? It was just like, okay,
I think life's too short when you have a connection with somebody not to see what's up.
And I strongly believe in that.
I'm so for real. Like, that's just real. And I feel like a real, like, woman to woman, like, you gotta respect the low-key. You may not like it, especially if you're the friend who's involved.
Right.
But it's like, shit, I mean, if you can find happiness with a nigga, even though I couldn't, go ahead, go crazy, go stupid.
Right, okay.
That's how I be feeling.
Okay, so when it comes to, like, emotions and boundaries, since we're talking about, like, they might not like it, and crossing a certain boundary, how do you think said person should, like, how do you think I should go about it? Because I am kind of, like, stepping over a boundary when there are obviously, like,
I mean, listen, sometimes, though, I know there's 7 billion people in the world.
Right. Hell of
a thing. For example, my best friend is like, and I think it's funny because we discussed this yesterday on our walk, but if I had the opportunity to date Michael B. Jordan, I'm not thinking about her black behind.
No, absolutely not.
No matter how much of a girl crush she has on him.
Are you serious?
Or celebrity crush she has on him.
I'm snatching him up.
And she better just be happy for me. And be like, I'm happy that one of us could have him.
Okay.
If you truly loved him, you'd be happy that one of us could have him.
Listen.
Like, people that you know personally that you like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But that stuff, I'm like, girl, anyway. Like, I let her have it, and like, because in theory, like, I don't know Michael B., but like, if I had the opportunity, girl, anyway.
Okay.
Going out on the dates.
Right.
So, like, what?
Okay.
So, that's how I feel about that. Is all fair in love and war, truly. Mm. Sometimes. So, a lot of things are.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you do feel, and I feel like you know it in your gut, when you're compromising your morals, and I don't think anybody is worth that at the end of the day. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. So, we're going for it.
I love that. I'm loving that we're having this conversation. And honestly, y'all, I'm not saying that I am trying to do some petty shit. No, I'm not trying to do that because I've never been in this type of situation. I just so happen to have feelings for my friend's ex-boyfriend.
Bloop.
Yeah. And although it is crazy, yes, but I am just the type of person to, if I have, like, said emotions and just feelings for somebody, I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It just so happens to be one of my friend's ex. And it sucks because I'm the type of person to just be like, hey, girl, I just want to call you up and be like, so nothing's really official right now, but I just want to let you know that I got feelings for Daniel. And, yeah. Just want to let you know. Don't know how it's going to turn out. Don't know how she's going to feel about it.
And you got to be willing to just accept her feelings and whatever they are and just let her go through that process because you just really never know.
And one thing you do is always try to be honest and try to do right by your friend. And I think that is the best way to go about it.
Yeah. Always have respect.
Right. But you got to be willing to accept however she may feel.
Right.
And that she may be mad at you.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you have thought about it and accepted, like, he's worth that risk for being upset by that, then, I mean, you gotta eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not everything in life is gonna be super smooth, simple, easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl.
Exactly. You
know? So, I think we have to be, like, weigh out the pros and cons of every choice we make.
Mm-hmm.
And decide for ourselves if it's worth it.
Yeah.
No matter what. As long as you feel like your morals are not being compromised and you try to go about it as, you know, with as much integrity as you can.
Mm.
And sometimes life gets messy.
Absolutely.
Like, people every day do some grimy stuff. I am not... There are some things I'm like, dang, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have did that.
Mm.
Or I could have went about something a little differently. And, like, I think about it now, and I reflect upon it, and if I was able to speak to the person, I feel like I have said, you know, like, hey, that was wrong with me. I'm sorry for that, bro.
Yeah.
But if not, I'm speaking terms, I know that apology would do nothing for them. And right. I think about that a lot of times, too. Like, who am I apologizing for?
Yeah.
When I'm saying this, am I trying to rid myself of it? Am I trying to feel better about myself? Is this really helping the person? Does this person really need to hear that?
Yeah.
And it's something we often have to consider, too.
Absolutely. Because I always say, like, you make mistakes for a reason, and you're supposed to learn from those mistakes. If you don't, that's on you. But if you do, that's good. Because, shit, life is going life. Always.
Did I know it?
Every single fucking day, life is going to life. And sometimes you can control it, sometimes you can't. And that goes with making mistakes in relationships as well. And sometimes you just gotta apologize. Yeah. Sometimes you're wrong. Sometimes you're right. But at the end of the day, somebody gotta be wrong. So, yeah. I don't know, guys. It's really tough out here as a growing 20-year-old, a mid-20s. It's crazy as that sounds, as a mid-20-year-old. And dating and just really just tapping into those feelings that you're trying to absorb, but also trying to just throw some away. Just like, I don't want to have them. I don't want to feel them, but also like learn from them and just like take it as it is. Like, yeah. Cause you can't have your cake and eat it too. Ever. You can't.
Well, I've learned the hard way about that too. And I think it's just like a balance of trying to figure out what exactly you do need, but also trust that it'll always work itself out in the end.
Yeah. Always.
And that's really, I live by that blind faith.
Mm-hmm.
Probably way too often.
Yeah.
But I do.
Okay.
Like, probably too much. In fact, I need everyone on this little watching pod to pray for me, frankly.
Yeah. All right. So at the end of the day, I'm going to have a conversation with said friend. And we're going to deal with it. So yeah, guys. How do we feel about the episode now? It was very quick. It was very fun, to the point. But
I feel like we got some important things to address.
We did.
We got some important topics to discuss. Mm-hmm. You know, we really tried to like dive into the situation with your friend. I feel like, I hope you got more clarity just talking it through.
Absolutely.
About how you want to move.
Yeah.
When you see Daniel again.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not going to let my feelings just like, I'm going to feel my feelings and right. I'm going to let the person know how I feel about them. But
sure.
Yeah. So Daniel knows what's up. It's just the ex doesn't. But will.
And that's all that matters. But the friend will know. And everyone who needs to know will keep what they need to know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's the barrier we broke today.
Yep. That's the barrier we broke today. Communicate in all situations.
When necessary.
Mm-hmm. Because right time, right place.
Right people.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Breaking Barriers. I love you guys so much. Check on your people. Do good things for your mind, your body, your soul. Do good things for your mental health. Journal it out. Scream it out. Sing it out. Dance it out. Walk it out. Work it out.
No, walk it out.
No, I love you guys. Right. Hey.
What's up, walking out?
Hey. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Peace.